Blessed Bartolo of San Gimignano, Confessor, Third Order. Bartolo Buonpedoni, the last descendant of the ancient and illustrious house of the Counts of Mucchio, was born at San Gimignano in northern Italy in 1228. For 20 years, his pious mother, who had been childless, begged God to give her a son. Saint Peter, whose intercession she had invoked, appeared to her in a dream and assured her that her petition would soon be granted. She bore a son who was given the name Bartholomew, or Bartolo in baptism. The child grew up in innocence and piety. When he reached young manhood, he felt that he was called by God to the priesthood. But his father, the Count, a proud and worldly-minded man, preferred his son to be a stately knight and famous soldier. He became very angry at his son and used every means to break his resolve. Matters went so far that the boy fled from the anger of his father to the convent of the Benedictines at Pisa. There he did duty as an infirmarian, although still in secular clothes. As his eminent virtues became manifest, the fathers offered him the religious habit. Then, one night, he was granted a vision. Our Savior, covered with wounds and holding a scourge in his hand, addressed the young man, "Bartolo, not in this habit are you to attain the celestial crown. It is to be through suffering and wounds and in the garb of penance." Bartolo then resolved to request the habit of the Third Order of St. Francis and to embrace the life of a secular priest. After several years of preparation, he was ordained by the Bishop of Volaterra and appointed assistant priest at Picciola, and 12 years later, pastor of Picena. In this capacity, he labored with extraordinary zeal. All the income of his parish was used for good purposes, especially for works of mercy in behalf of the sick and needy. One night, he met a poor traveler whom he invited to spend the night with him. At midnight, he heard a voice say, "Bartolo, you have given hospitality to Jesus Christ." Going to the room where his guest had been lodged, he found that the guest had disappeared. When Bartolo was 52 years old, he was attacked by the dread disease of leprosy, which was so rampant at that time. He resigned his parochial duties and withdrew to the leper hospital near San Gimignano. He lived there nearly 28 years, gradually wasting away from suffering and leprosy, but always manifesting the most heroic patience. It was a marvelous circumstance that no one ever showed any disgust for his wounds, but rather perceived a sweet odor emanating from them. A week before his death, our Lord appeared to him to tell him that the end of his terrible suffering was at hand. He died December 12, 1300. His body was laid to rest in the church of St. Augustine at San Gimignano, and numerous miracles occurred at his tomb. He was beatified in 1910 by Pope Pius X. On Beholding Christ in the Needy. In the lives of the saints, there are frequent instances like the one Blessed Bartolo experienced, when Christ, in the form of a poor man, accepted charity at their hands. Our Lord does that as a reward to the saints and a lesson to us. They train themselves ever to see Christ in the person of the poor and the destitute. To reward their charity, our Lord sometimes showed them that he accepts such charity as rendered to himself. But for us, it should be a good lesson. The works of mercy can prove meritorious only if they are rendered to the needy for love of God. That is why the Apostle writes, quote, "If I should distribute all my goods to feed the poor and have not charity, it profits me nothing," end quote. 1 Corinthians 13:3. Have you always practiced the works of mercy with such sentiments? Consider that Christ makes it our duty to practice the works of mercy with such Christian sentiments. We have received from his hands invaluable benefits for body and soul. We owe him thanks and return gifts for these blessings as far as lies in our power. But Christ is not in need of our gifts, so he leaves us the poor and the needy, and we are to share with them, in God's stead, the good things we have received from him. Whoever refuses to do this is in danger of the judgment of God. As long as you did it not to one of these least, neither did you do it to me. Depart from me into everlasting fire. Matthew 25:41. Consider that blessed Bartolo was deemed worthy at the last to become like Christ by his sufferings and dread illness. Just as unmistakably as the marks of the wounds present St. Francis to us as an image of the crucified, so do sickness, poverty, contempt, and persecution make us like Christ if we bear them cheerfully for love of Christ and after his example. God grant that in such circumstances we may recognize our likeness with Christ and our filial relationship with God himself. Prayer of the Church. Preserve, O Lord, thy family in thy continued goodness, that we who rely solely on the hope of thy heavenly grace may also be defended by thy heavenly protection. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Blessed Bartolo of San Gimignano,
pray for us.
Thank you.